It is 7 minutes past seven. Good morning and welcome to the show. Thank you for allowing us into your space. Now, if you booked on a Sem Air flight today, then you might be slightly irritated. Why? Well, you're going to be in for a nasty surprise. Yesterday, the South African Civil Aviation Authority, who do a phenomenal job, by the way, grounded Sem Air flights for 24 hours because they contravened legislation and civil aviation regulations. The CAA said the prohibition order lapses at 1:30 p.m. today. So the SACAA inspectors found during Sem Air's annual permit renewal audit on Wednesday that the airline had contravened the Civil Aviation Act and five SACAA regulations. So, Simon Sechwabe, good having you back on, Executive Manager, Air Safety Operations at the CAA.
Good morning, Kino.
So, Simon, this is not the first time that Sem Air have fallen foul of your regulations?
That's correct.
Let's just talk about the history first before we talk about this one.
If you could recall, in the month of February, the maintenance organization was suspended due to also the irregularities that we detected while we were conducting an audit. In this instance, it now affects the air operator certificate, which is the actual airline now. Okay. We sent a team of inspectors there on Tuesday to do a renewal audit. Mm-hmm. And in the early sector of the morning, we discovered that there is one of the key management position, which is a person responsible for operation, is part of their management structure. It's a certification requirement. They need to have that person. They cannot operate without that person. And it happened that they had initially had a person responsible for aircraft for operation, who subsequently left the organization.
Wow.
They applied for one individual to occupy that position. We found that person not suitable for the position, and we advised them as such. They then requested a period of 30 days from the 7th of November to appoint someone temporarily while they were appointing. That extension lapsed on the 6th of December. They did not come back to us, yet they continued operating. So in our view, they did not have a person occupying that position.
Well, hold on. So you run an airline, and then this is like one of the most important positions in this particular business to make sure that safety is ensured, right? I mean, the person in charge of operations need to make sure that those operations run very smoothly. And for more than a month, there's been no one running those operations.
Yes, not only that, it went beyond, because when they applied for the first individual to occupy a position, we advised them the person is not suitable.
Yeah.
They then went behind our back and used that person to sort of run the operation when we have advised them that the person is not suitable to do that.
Why even allow them to continue if this is the sort of behavior that you're experiencing from a company that has lives in their hands?
Hence we said, you either appoint a person, because we gave them a finding to say, you address this finding. Hence, we classified it as a level one finding to say this needs to be rectified immediately. Yes, you are correct. There's a subsequent issue to say, what about the one that they've actually allowed to conduct a function without us even having, with us having told them that they cannot use that person. So there are two issues that need to be resolved. The issue of them appointing someone and the issue of them having used someone who was previously declined. So we have to split the issues and handle them as such.
Okay, but I mean, they've broken the law.
They have broken the law, definitely.
Okay, so then that means this is something that potentially could end up with the NPA for prosecution.
We will hand the matter to our enforcement department, which there is a prospect of them really taking it to another law enforcement agency.
Yeah, Simon, you see, when I hear things like this, I then ask myself, why would I want to book and put my life in the hands of a company that treats safety such disdain? Because that's exactly what they've done. You can't put any Tom, Dick and Harry in that particular position. The fact that someone unsuitable is then put in place to do it in any case just shows me, from where I'm sitting, that they don't give a damn about their passengers.
For that reason that we then gave them the prohibition order to say, let's have this matter resolved. Failure to resolve it, then we're left with one option, which is to revoke the approval.
Okay, so then they won't be able to fly again. So they've got until 1:30 today. Have you heard anything from them yet?
I've heard from our team that was there that they have submitted some documentation to us, which I haven't seen them, but they will be reviewed. And once we review them, we've got an obligation to respond to them.
Well, you guys do great work, Simon. So thank you very much for the insight. Simon Sehwabe there is Executive Manager, Air Safety Operations at the Civil Aviation Authority.